It's Shrove Tuesday in the year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. This year, as in years past, I will offer a 5-minute daily podcast to encourage you in your Lenten discipline. Today is the day before Lent begins, Shrove Tuesday, and so this is the zeroth Lentcast. Shrove refers to being shriven, absolved after the confession of sins. So shriving is a really good thing to do as Lent gets underway. Lent is a time for penance, especially by fasting, a voluntary practice that we impose on ourselves for the expiation of sin and temporal punishment due to sin, and to make reparation for sins, and also to get a hold of our appetites, to get control of ourselves. Quadragesima is the Latin word for the season of Lent, literally 40th, for the 40th weekday before Easter. Pope St. Leo the Great, who died in 461, used the phrase quadragesimale iunium, literally the 40 fast, for Lent. We might just say 40 day, together with Lenten. Lent comes from the Old English Lenten, which means spring. Of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, things are, you know, upside down, so anyway, too bad for them. The number of days in the period of Lent have shifted, and keep in mind that Holy Week is like a separate season, but 40 is a good round number for our nomenclature, our point of reference. Each day during Lent is assigned a Roman station church. Statio is a stopping place. In ancient Rome, there would be a procession from a collect church where people gathered to another church, a station church, where Mass would be celebrated, and along the way they sang litanies and prayers. This tradition fell into desuetude for quite a while, but from the 20th century onward there's been a movement to revive it. Traditionally, Holy Church stripped the liturgy of its ornaments, beginning with Septuagesima and the pre-Lent Sundays. The Gloria and Alleluia are omitted all through Lent and into Passiontide, and then, of course, along the way, music and decorations like flowers and statues would be covered and bells would disappear and so forth. The idea is that the church experiences liturgical death so that at Easter, everything returns tenfold and our joy can be that much sweeter and things more bright and more joyous. To be good Catholic Christians, our lives must take on the qualities of the mysteries we profess, because we are our rites, and so let our lives reflect what the Church offers us all through Lent. From the entry for Tuesday of Quinquagesima in From Epiphany to Lent by Father Patrick Troedek. Our holy religion teaches us not only to adore the abasements and humiliations of our Lord, but to adore likewise the sufferings and the humiliations which God sends to us to work our salvation. Indeed, it is not for us to determine the size of our cross. God knows better than we do what is suitable for us, and that is why it does not belong to us to choose our cross or to measure it, but only to carry it with submission and patience, keeping a gaze of love on Jesus crucified. The Passion of our Lord teaches us that God allows suffering as a means of expression of our love. Suffering is the sacrificial matter of love. The degree of our love is measured by the degree of suffering which we are capable of enduring for the one beloved. The sufferings of our Lord also teach us to mortify the concupiscence of the eyes and of the flesh, as well as the pride of life. Naturally, man seeks for honors, man seeks his own comfort, he desires wealth. That is why suffering is so repugnant to his fallen nature. Yet suffering well accepted is a powerful remedy to correct the disordered love which we have of ourselves, that disordered attachment which we have for the goods of this world and for the pleasures of the present life. And so let us ask today Our Lady of Sorrows to help us to carry generously our cross in the footsteps of her divine Son.